This call is being recorded.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing now as you take several deep breaths, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. As you focus on relaxing, letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. Now take a deep breath in, breathing in the light, and exhaling out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now focus on your chakra centers within your etheric body. And the 9 chakra centers that have become alive and awakened within you, as well as the high heart center within you as well. And focusing on all of those chakras and their respective colors and in perfect alignment along your spinal cord, from just below your feet with the earth star chakra all the way up to the soul star chakra just above your head. And all of the chakras in between in their respective colors, with the earth star being an earthy brown color, then the next chakra red, the base of the spine, then orange, then yellow, and blue-green at the heart center, the midpoint. And the high heart center, magenta. And the chakra, the will center chakra in the throat area, sky blue. The third eye center in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver, and then finally the soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your head, pure brilliant white. Now as you focus on all of those colors and raise the intensity of each of the colors in each of the chakras, raising it as high of an intensity as you can, as brilliant a color as you can. And know that as you are raising the intensity of each of those colors, you are also raising the vibration within each of those chakra centers as well. And as you raise the vibration of the chakras, you are also helping to diminish the old programming within those chakras as well. Raising vibration reduces or even eliminates the old programming, the old memories that are no longer needed within this lifetime. You can let go of them. And as you raise the intensity of each of the colors and then merge them all together, you have brilliant pure white as the soul star chakra. So all of the chakras coming together in that soul star chakra now. The soul star chakra, bright, bright, brilliant as a star in a black night. See it that way. Brilliant, shining out in all directions. Know that this is the halo that has been spoken of when those of higher vibrational frequency walk among you, and those have seen as angels or ascended ones, where they see the halo. This is the brilliance of the soul star chakra coming forward, the white light, and the light body, all coming together as one and shooting out in all directions, spreading your light, spreading it further and further out from your physical body, your etheric body, and your astral body. And now, as your conscious knowing self, simply exit the physical body through the third eye center. As you are looking out in your conscious knowing self through the third eye in your forehead, and exit out into the astral realm. Let yourself become free of the physical body, letting it fall down below you as you rise higher and higher. Get that perspective as you are rising higher and higher from your physical body, leaving it falling below you. And as you move through the sky, through the clouds, up past the Earth's atmosphere, now you become aware of all of the planets in the solar system, all of the ships that are out here. You look back down and you see your physical body down there, and you see the Earth, you see Gaia, but do not see her as a third dimensional perspective. Look beyond the illusion. Just as you look beyond the illusion when you are seeing the beauty all around you, you are then looking beyond that illusion. You are looking beyond the third dimensional expression. You are seeing what is real in higher vibrational frequency, fifth dimensional expression, and even higher at times. So allow yourselves now, as you look back down on the Earth, see her as we see her, as she has moved into those higher vibrations now, still holding a place for those that are in the third dimensional expression, but only for so much longer. So see her as you want to see her, as you see beyond the veil that no longer exists. It only exists in your programming. It only exists in your memory. For the veil is only there for those who believe it is there now. But for those of you that are moving beyond into the higher vibrational frequencies, you are seeing beyond that veil now. As you speak about seeing nature in all of her glory, you are seeing beyond the veil. As you look at the rainbows that you have been speaking of, you are seeing beyond the veil. Yes, there is a rainbow there, and all can see it if they look up and see it, but you are seeing it as it really is, beyond the expression and beyond the illusion, beyond the lower vibrational frequencies. Let yourself experience now the light moving all across the planet. The soul star chakras of all of those across the planet, all of those light working community in the millions that are doing this at either a conscious or an unconscious level, but yet still spreading that light because it is within them now. It is their path to show to the world. So send that light now and see it spreading across the entire planet to all nooks and crannies in the planet and moving into any dark corners that still exist. And yes, there are some, but see the light moving in and imbuing those dark places with the light, illuminating those dark places with the light. Light, of course, bringing forth truth, truth everywhere. So see that now as well. See truth becoming disclosed everywhere through whatever source it might be, through whatever purpose might be used to bring the truth forth. Just as You have seen those Georgia Guidestones and other monuments being destroyed. They are being destroyed because it is time. It is time to move beyond the illusion that those of the forces of darkness have created there for you. And you, of course, have been a part of that creation, but no longer are you creating the darkness. You are only creating the light now and bringing the truth forward, sharing it wherever you can. So see that happening now in your visualization. See truth coming forward everywhere. See those monuments of evil being destroyed everywhere across the planet. See it happening. See it being created, obelisk after obelisk, falling, crumbling, just as you saw the Georgia Guidestones being destroyed and then crumbling. The New World Order is crumbling. It is all symbolic. And much, much more is yet to come, because there are those bastions of evil that exist all over the planet, that those of the forces of light, those of your alliance, those white hats, with the galactics working together with them, know all about these places and are diligently working to bring them down as well. So you will see many more being destroyed, because it is time. It is time to move ahead into the next vibrational frequency. I shall speak about that more in just a moment. See now, people everywhere coming together as one unified force, one unified consciousness across the planet. And you, each one of you, are that directing force, that force that is being reintroduced into the planet as the light working, light warriors that you are, showing the way, preparing the way, then showing the way. See the results of all of this light, all of this truth being brought forward. See what occurs. Create it within your mind, whatever it might be, however you want to see the world, however you want to see the new golden age shining forth. Let it be as you want it to be. Know that as you are creating it in your mind's eye now, with your third eye open, using your visualization, know that you are creating this world ahead of you. You are creating this new golden age. Now, let yourselves begin to find your way back towards your physical body. And as you come back in with your etheric and astral body into your physical body, continue to hold that vibration that you had, even if just for a moment. Bring it into your physical form. Feel your physical form becoming enlivened and enlightened by these truths that are coming forward and that you are helping to create. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Archangel Michael. I come to be with you at this time as many things are changing across your world. not only in the external world, but within your internal world as well. Everything is in flux. Everything is in motion. And vibrations, vibrational frequency is indeed increasing across the planet, which is in turn extinguishing the old vibrations, the old lower vibrations, which is bringing about change. Everything now is about change in your lives. Change because you are moving with that higher vibration and moving through the attraction process of like attracting like. You are finding that you are no longer comfortable in the older or the lower vibration. All of you know this. You are being attracted into the higher vibrations and into like-minded vibrational people. So you may feel at times like an outcast. You may feel at times like you are isolated. Isolated from those of your friends, your family, your loved ones. But this is to be expected. This is part of the change process, part of the transition that you are moving through. And you are all moving through this transition. Some having more difficulty than others, but you are moving through it nonetheless. And none of you, not one of you, needs to feel like you are not doing enough, or you are not doing what you are supposed to do, because there is no supposed to do. There is just doing. Doing what you feel in the moment, as long as it is following universal laws. And at this point, my friends, you are really not capable of not following universal laws. Certainly there are those in your world that are capable of that, that do not follow the universal law. They follow the law of themselves, of their own ego selves. But you are not following them. More and more are following you now. You, the expression of collective consciousness that is you, and you are it. You are the collective consciousness. You are creating every expression of life, moment to moment. You are creating the new golden age of Gaia. So know that as you move through each day, as you move through each moment in each day, that you are creating what is coming beyond this moment, creating the next moment and the next one and the next one, and the collective consciousness coming together to bring about the fall of the cabal. The fall of the forces of darkness here on this planet. And yes, there is a battle going on. I, as Archangel Michael, and all of my angels working with me, and all of the galactics that work alongside of me, as well as all of you that are paving the way, showing the way, working together with me, both in your dream state, as well as in your conscious state and your unconscious state. We are all working together on this to bring the end of the forces of darkness here on this planet. And yes, indeed, you are going to see the fall of this cabal. You are going to see more and more signs of this as more and more truth comes forward. And more of those bastions of evil are destroyed. Because they cannot exist. Evil cannot exist in the higher vibrational frequencies. It is not possible. Know that you are moving into a new phase now. You have heard this previously, but I am reiterating this now. A new phase of higher vibration is upon you. You will notice it. You will notice it as you are moving through your day. And all of a sudden, you feel a sense of bliss come over you, and you have no idea where it came from. It is just there. But you bask in the glory of this higher vibrational bliss. It is there for you. It is there to continue to hold you and bring you higher and higher again each and every moment. For one day, you will find that each and every moment of your lives will be in that joy, in that bliss. It is coming. It is destined. It is a part of all of you. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to be the warriors of light, that move in front of me and all of those that work alongside of me. You move ahead of us and continue to show the way. For you indeed are the way showers. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you. One serves here. Shoshana is back with us. Wonderful. And we are ready to continue on with this show. And we use that term purposefully. Show, movie, play, whatever, however you want to look at this. But that is exactly what it is as you look at the illusion that is all around you and fully realize more and more that it is an illusion. It is a movie playing out. And you are all the actors and the directors and the producers and the fans. You are all together in this. So continue to see it as it is meant to be seen by all of you that have awakened. You have opened your eyes. You have opened your ears to be able to see and hear all that you have been missing up until this point. But not much longer, because as you continue to awaken into the higher vibrations will continue to be there and will continue to help awaken you. And as you awaken more and more in those higher vibrations, then your vibrations continue to rise higher and continue to awaken you more. And then the memories will start coming back, the remembrances. All of this is coming. It is a part of your expression of who you are. So be patient. Be patient. It is coming. We have not been lying to you. All of us have not been telling you fibs and all of that. We have been bringing the truth to you. And you just, up to this point, at times have not been ready to hear it. But you are more and more now ready to receive the understandings, the remembrances, and all of the truth that is coming forward here. So prepare yourselves. It is coming. We are ready for your questions if you have them. Shoshana and we, one who serves, are ready for this. You can unmute your... Yes? Yes, we are ready.
Okay. I'm asking this for myself. However, I know that a lot of people have this too, of anxiety attacks. And it seems like they've been increasing in frequency, or at least the number of times that I'm having them. And I'm just wondering if you can tell me how I can avoid anxiety attacks and or how to combat them once they do happen.
What we can tell you is something you will not hear from a doctor or any of those in the medical profession, but what is happening as your vibrations continue to rise and rise and rise, your ego is fighting back. Your ego center does not want to lose control. So therefore, it is having a panic attack of itself. It is your ego that is having these anxiety attacks, not your higher self within you. So the more that you realize this and understand this as you continue to move up in the higher vibrations, and incidentally, you cannot help but move up in these higher vibrations because you are all destined to do this. So allow the process to happen. And even if you have these so-called anxiety attacks, know that it is your ego not wanting to let go. But it will. And your ego will then turn into a higher level of ego within you. You are not letting go of your ego. You are not saying goodbye to it. You are just simply raising it up along with you. And it is going, kicking and screaming, we will say here. Just like the cabal is doing here. Okay? Shoshana, do you have perspective here?
Yes.
Please do.
We can share.
Yes.
May we share, dear brother?
Of course.
Dear brother, we have several things to share on this. And the first thing that we must share is that prior to what you call an anxiety attack, you will notice that you are having a lot of thoughts. You are thinking about things.
Yes.
You will notice that you are placing yourself in the anxiety through fearful thoughts. And as one who serves has given, those thoughts come from the ego. For the divine self, the higher self, does not have those thoughts. So you must notice that you are having excessive brain activity just before this attack occurs.
Yes.
So you have two choices. You can talk yourself down from the ledge. You can counteract those thoughts with other thoughts, with other things that you can think of or speak to yourself of, such as, all is well, I am okay in this moment, there is all to be grateful for, there is nothing to fear. As fear itself is an illusion, you can begin to talk yourself out of it, but this requires an immediate conscious effort to do that. In addition to this, we will suggest two things. Meditate more frequently. As you meditate, your brain activity slows down considerably and calms the activity of the brain. So attempt in every way to meditate more often, even if it's for 2 minutes at a time, to calm the brain. The second thing that we will recommend is that you ingest two substances. One is called, these are essential oils. One is called St. John's wort. St. John's wort is an essential oil that you can ingest that will calm biologically your system down. The second one is known as kava kava, which is also an essential oil that will calm the system down. We will say that the one known as Carol in your group is an expert on those things, and you can get these from her. This is all we have to share, and all that one who serves has given is the truth. Now we give you the tools to manage it. Namaste.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there further questions here?
I have a question. I don't know if you can address this issue, but there's been some talk that the January 6th Unselect Committee may be trying to arrest Trump later this year. And also, more importantly, I've heard two different people, Intel Online, saying that the Supreme Court has ruled the 2020 election void, and that's why they're in such danger and protected. Is there any insight you can give us on these things that are moving around the internet, please?
We can tell you that there is much information and misinformation that is floating around your internet. So it is always about discernment, no matter what the information that is coming forward. But we can also tell you that the one that you speak of, the President Trump, is very well protected. So they can try and try and try and try to do all that they can to bring him down, but good luck with that. It has not happened up to this point, and it is likely not going to happen in any time coming soon. So be not concerned about all that is happening. Just again, as we have said many, many times, be aware, but do not become emotionally attached to any of this. See it as a show or a movie. And if you continue to do that, then your vibrations within you will continue to rise. And as your vibrations continue to rise, you will continue to see this more and more as just simply a movie or an illusion that is happening in front of you and not a part of you. Okay? Shoshana.
We will share. May we share, dear sister?
Of course.
Dear one, in the environment that you find yourself in, there is a thing called a narrative. And if it is said often enough, people begin to believe it, and then they vibrate it. And then they bring it into beingness. They bring it into reality through manifestation, through their vibrations. We will tell you that these cabals that are running this show currently are highly aware of suggestibility and hypnotic ideas that are transferred over to third dimensional consciousness. So they will create a narrative through your news media, through their committees, etc., that people begin to listen to and then repeat and then believe. So we will tell you that the idea of the one known as Trump being arrested is a narrative that they wish to perpetrate on the people so that they can repeat it over and over and over again until it becomes a reality. So we must not allow that to happen because it is a falsehood. Also, as one who serves has given, this one known as Trump is highly protected, and he basically ignores everything they are saying. So do not be concerned about this. The next thing is, we must tell you that, well, we must be careful here, but we must just say, do not believe everything you hear. Namaste.
Very good.
So the election will turn out great because we're on a beautiful roll right now with the Georgia Guidestones, and the election will be, the truth is coming. So we will eventually know, we know, but the rest of the world will know the truth about the election, right?
We can continue to share. May we continue to share?
Yes, please.
It is important here that each of you maintain your truth and maintain your vision and your perspective for the world. As a great percentage of people maintain their perspective for the truth, for the reality that they wish to create, it will come into fruition, you see. That is how it works. Continue to do that and you will see the outpouring. Namaste.
And just remember, you have heard many, many times, the truth shall set you free. All the truth shall come forward. So just know that. Okay?
Thank you.
Would there be any other questions here? Any further questions before we release John?
Greetings, this is Moses.
Yes.
I am very excited this week. What an amazing week. I would like to see if you could share more on the destruction of the one called the AI God, the artificial intelligence God, and how, what impact this is having with all the successes we have been noticing this week. Thank you.
As we have told you many times, technology can be used either for the light or for the dark. And what you are speaking of has been used essentially for the dark for a long time. But anything, even this technology, can be turned over into the light. And it is in process of doing so. It is a rather huge monumental task, we will say, but there are many across the galaxy that are working on this even as we speak now, and it is coming more and more to fruition that this particular program, we will say here, is turning over to the light. It is coming. All part of the greater process and the greater plan here. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We can add here. May we offer a perspective, dear brother?
Please, thank you.
Dear brother, keep your vibrations high, keep your excitement level high, and see the world as you wish to see it, and it will become a reality. For you and for others around you, you see. So regardless of what happens next week, keep the excitement of this week in your heart and your mind and your vibration. Namaste.
Very good. Yes. Any other further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
The bolt that hit, the strike that hit the Georgia Guidestones at first, was that an off-world generated beam?
We at this point cannot give this information directly. Just know that it is a process of the light forces that are working here to bring down the symbology that has kept this illusion going for quite some time. But the illusion is falling apart. The veil is collapsing everywhere for more and more people as more and more awaken here. So we cannot give directly what occurred, but know that it is a process of the forces of light here. Shoshana, do you have anything you
want? We will share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the act that you speak of is 100% human-driven, and it is those that wish for the highest, that have the highest regard for humanity and for the world and the freedom of this world, that this act was perpetrated. It was not other beings. It was you. It was your own beautiful human race. Namaste.
Yes, very good.
Namaste.
Any further questions here before we release channel?
If I may indulge in one more. I also heard from this amazing Ishmael Perez YouTubes about how the planet Earth is going to move into a central universe or And from there, the light workers will actually evolve to manage other universes from this planet. Will you tell us more about this transition?
All we can tell you is what has come before this, not so much what is coming after, but what you have accomplished before this. And we have said many times that you are the system busters. You have come from many different systems, many different planets, working on the same type of situations that you are in now, to break the system open, to bust it open. And many of you have even been planets and stars and even galaxies, or created those planets and stars and galaxies as the creator. So you are both the creator and the created, and have always been. So just think about that in that way. Not so much what is coming, but where you have already come from and are returning to. Okay, Shoshana?
We agree.
Very good. Then we are ready to release channel here. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to part message here?
We are proud. We are proud of all. We are proud of those that stand their ground, that stand for who they are, and stand for the truth. Namaste.
Very good. And then we say here, now that you have formalized a time frame, a date for your next advance, then we now will begin preparing for that. We have already been doing that for the entire program here, as all of these advances have been a part of. But now we will begin to prepare for the next one. And we can tell you with complete certainty that this next one will eclipse all of the previous ones because of where you will be as a collective consciousness at that time. That is all we can say on that now. Just a little bit of contemplation here on your part to begin to understand what we are hinting at here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.